everybody. Welcome to Taking in the Scene. Woo. I am Warm Orange, and we're going to be doing an episode of Dramatic Readings, or as Denzel likes to say,
Scene.
Wait, what's happening?
Scene the intaking. To welcome.
Hi, listeners.
I was signaling for Denzel to say dramatic readings dramatically, but I forgot that we had an inside joke.
Sorry.
So,
dramatic readings.
Thank you. I'm Mango Sorbet.
We are serious.
Just to clarify to our readers, we had a little bit of an inside joke before starting recording where we joked about reading our dramatic readings, but backwards.
If you want to know, if you want, send us emails. Let us know.
Yeah, I mean, if y'all wanna, they're still pretty exciting, but that don't tell quite the same story.
One of Mango's stories, like, and then stuff butt in my foot.
Very clever.
So you can tell what kind of time we're on today.
You know, I'm just going to say, as the seasons have progressed, Orange has become quicker and quicker on the draw.
Oh. Well,
and I'm V impressed.
Yay.
V impressed.
Yeah. Quipmaster over here.
Yeah. Yes.
No worries. Don't worry. I'll ruin it in a second.
He's a master quipper.
I quip.
That was funny.
I was about to say I quip it out whenever I can, but that's
that was also funny.
All right.
I mean, that has levels though, because.
So
good and bad levels.
As Orange said, we're going to be doing dramatic reading today. Dramatic. I can't speak. We're going to be doing some dramatic readings.
Dramatic
today.
Readings.
I'm really excited. The last dramatic reading we did was amazing. Denzel did some sexy reading, some poetry. I also did some sexy reading.
They're great.
So we've got some treats for you today.
All of them were great.
The drill is we're going to read the sexy reading or the dramatic reading or the poetry reading, and then we'll all talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, if you have thoughts on what we read, we definitely want to hear from you about it.
Yes.
Unless you're planning to be mean, and then we don't want to hear from you
Feedback.
Unless being mean to us is our kink.
Right.
Feedback and critiques are always welcome, but like, there's a line of like being mean and nasty.
Yeah. Constructive criticism, as long as it's telling me I'm amazing.
Yeah. Anything less, I'm going to look at sideways.
Right.
So
exactly.
Is that a praise king?
Giving you the heads up.
Bombastic
listener.
Side eye.
If you want the gold star of approval.
Yes. I'm a millennial. I want gold stars.
Bombastic side eye. I actually like that a lot.
It's from a TikTok. I did not invent that. I'm just.
That's
very hot kit.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm ready.
We are. Oh, sorry.
Denzel, would you like to start us off?
Hold on. Before we move on to that, I would like to say that I have relegated my time to Mango and Denzel because I want to hear. Like, look, I'm just saying, when Denzel stopped at part two on his story and Mango's talked at part two or part one, like, I was so upset because I was listening to the whole thing. I was like, okay, are you gonna finish? Are you going to climax? And like, both like, nope. Wait till next. I was like, so yeah. I've donated my time to them.
We appreciate that donation.
So I guess I'll have to read a climax, is what you're saying.
Yes, please.
I have to bring something to conclusion. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
All
you
right.
You have to finish for us.
Conclusion. Get it? Can you tell I write?
Oh my God.
We're all geniuses here.
We're all geniuses somewhere.
Denzel, would you like to start us off?
Yes. Hello, world.
I'm your wild girl.
It's Denzel Darko. I'm going to kick things off here this evening with a little bit of poetry first. Mm. It's a new piece. I encourage you to turn your headphones up because I'll be employing a nice voice as I read these words here right quick.
Can you employ a mean voice? Oh, I ruined it. I'm sorry.
Look, I'm already turned on, so.
This one's called Neptune's Bride. And the wonder is, why does it get so wet? And how something so tight fits something so big? It must be ocean the way it's deep. Must be monsoon the way it drips. And now I just want to put in the tip. But just the tip for now. The rest will be welcome. Submerge only my head. Now my thoughts can swim like my semen, all trained to invade a throat. can cross the moats, spoiled with longing kisses to pay appreciation and respect for your depths. I feel like James Cameron, always wanting to go deeper, push into undiscovered places. I love the look of your faces, made when my ship sinks. No iceberg, but I can invert you, turn you into a math equation where the answer is pi. Now come and take this cream.
Oh my God.
End scene.
There we go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need a fainting couch after Denzel does his readings.
A fainting couch?
I need to clutch my pearls. I need a fainting couch, and I need someone to fan me.
Wait, is that an innuendo of like clutch pearls, faint couch, fan you? Sounds like you need some toys over there.
I mean, I didn't think of it that way, yeah. But someone should make a pearl necklace anal beads toy. I Ooh. Bet that exists already.
It probably does, but that would be a very nice custom item.
Let's talk about that writing. Before
yes,
we
please.
Talk about
we want to talk
There's so many. I wish I had it in front of me. There's so many parts of it that I love.
I Denzel, like, pass Denzel. It to you.
Yeah, Denzel, okay, text pass the link. It to me. Yeah, just pass me the phone. First of all, the James Cameron reference was wonderful, especially because then you also mentioned the Titanic.
Yep. Yep.
And I was like, that's brilliant. I guess that was the point. Also, just the beginning of this poem, just the tip.
Just the tip.
For now.
Dot, dot, dot.
I also love the must be an ocean, must be a monsoon. It makes the sexual imagery so big for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just imagining this enormous, huge sexual body that is just undulating like the ocean.
Denzel says hi.
And I'm like, yes.
And just for the visual, because I know this is an audio medium, Mango's reading through the story and slowly reading slower and slower, and, Mango's forgetting that we're looking for feedback.
I know. I mean, look, y'all just listen to that. Listen to what I listen to, so don't pretend you're not over there. Also, very much flooding your basement. So
flooding the basement. Speaking of which, so the water, the Neptune, the water James Cameron, that was really neat. And then, I like the math equation. It was kind of dorky, but I was like, yes, invert you an equation.
I also love it that it's answer is pie, take this cream. It's cream pie.
Yeah.
Which I am now getting, but in the moment didn't quite get that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just came to you?
It finally arrived. Yes. Man, that was a good poem. What was your inspo?
What is the inspiration behind this piece? Can't say any names.
There's a muse.
Yeah.
There's a muse.
I think I'm a Pisces, right? We're gonna start there because water is a very significant element to me in my life.
You're a waterbender.
I very much feel like it. Water is depth, emotion, intimacy, vastness as well. When you were talking about this big body, and I'm like, sometimes you are able to experience moments and times with people who make you feel like you are standing at the beach, where it's like, wow, we could either go far, or we could go deep, or we could go this way. But there's all these realms of possibility.
Sand in my ass.
Yeah. And there's all this room for it. And I think opening it up with just these questions about why is it so wet? I just wanted to catch attention, but not even say what it is.
Right.
Yeah. What is it?
What is it? Who knows what it is?
I mean, it could be the legs. It could be that mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the real question is, what does it do?
Yeah.
What does that mouth do?
What does that monsoon do?
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, yes.
So I just letting y'all know I've quit this podcast. I'm never coming back.
Mango's like, I am now an observer.
I love y'all, but we're done.
Wait, Mango, are you donating your?
I couldn't resist.
Are you donating your readings to Denzel?
I'll do
as well?
My readings. I just what a.
And I think
the double entendre of that was also despicable. So
sorry, like I said,
I appreciate it.
It wrote itself.
It. Yes, and, it is a writing episode.
Oh, man.
And I think the other thing I'll say about it is I usually tell people before we start interacting and engaging in more than platonic manners that I come with depth. Even if we're fucking, it doesn't mean that everything is like, oh, it's spilling and pouring out onto you. But it's like, look, I'm somebody who's comfortable with going to vast and depth. If you're fucking with me, it's like fucking with the ocean. So this poem, like,
that's very hot and very exciting.
It's like, yo, like, who's this, like, interloper from, like, the deep sea that just, like, surfaced up, and I'm, like, walking out on the shore, like, oh, man.
Washing
you would make a really hot merman.
See, I got a whole nother emotional poem just about being a merman. Like,
do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Little Mermaid coming out soon. I'm just saying.
It's not a happy ending in that poem. But so saying all that to say, like, that motif of the ocean, that motif of sex being this form of exploration as opposed to, like, an action. Like, oh, let's perform this and let's thrust. Right. And, like, there wasn't, I don't think I used any genitalia references.
Right.
Like, the tip.
Yeah.
The head, like, I never said, like, let's put this in the pussy.
Right.
Put it in the pussy.
Well, put it in the pussy.
But it kind of, like, there was somebody who said a long while ago with their writings, like, I don't have any writings that can true, but I'll just, like, generic color commentary on this one, where they said, like, there's more words to vaginas than tight. Like, tight is not the only, wet
That's
and tight
true.
Are not the only words. You can say,
That's
like
when people write black people and they use only food.
The chocolate man walked in.
I'll just say right now, if a chocolate man walked in, I would eat him immediately, head to toe. He would be gone.
Oh, I mean, if it tastes like the cookies you just made, I don't have to take a bite out of it, too.
Mango said Hannibal. No lactose.
If a human was made out of chocolate, they wouldn't last long. That's all I'm saying.
So next reading.
Chocolate!
Next reading, just to make sure we keep time until we can have, because y'all want to do three readings apiece.
That's true.
So yes,
okay.
Neptune's Bride, thank you all.
That was an amazing writing.
Let's hear what...
Okay, do y'all want me to start with...
Yes, correct.
The sexy longer reading or the... sexy writing about unsexy things.
Let's do... Well, I think it would be a good idea to end on a sexy note. So if we do the...
Let me do the sexy writings about unsexy things. It's very fun.
To kind of alternate between, like, you know, so that people cool down.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, refractory
Calm
period.
Down. Okay.
Like, dry yourselves.
So I'm going to... So I did a series of writings called Sexual Writings About Non-Sexual Things. Okay. I'm not Denzel, but I'm going to try and make my voice look very sexy.
I mean, you've already accomplished that.
I was about to say, you don't have to do too much.
I appreciate it, y'all. Thank you so much.
So off, before Mango starts his reading, I want to say off recording, Mango's like, do you want me to be the bossy or mean person?
It's because we were taking forever to start recording.
And then Mango says some things like, Denzel, I just got quiet and start staring.
It's like, whatever that is, you could try that again.
Okay, well, I will employ that now for my first sexual writing about non-sexual things.
Yes, please.
It's so large. I feel overwhelmed and yet safe. I'm beckoned into the depths, probing, feeling my control slipping through my fingers. My body pushes forward deeper, deeper, until I'm lost and euphoric and bewildered. I see him as if from a distance. He offers me all that I want, but forces me to wait. To wait all while knowing how badly I yearn. My body is thrust into the cold, aching and shivering, mind racing to make the right choice. I'm both desperate to leave and eager to keep exploring, to keep finding how far I can go inside. How far it will take me. Oh, Costco, how you thrill me. End of story.
That plot twist. Top 10 2020.
So that was my
anime or anime.
I need to go to the grocery store.
I know, like shoot, all of a sudden
we all need to go to Costco.
Yeah.
Like I thought BJ's has some stuff going on, but I need to go to Costco.
BJ's. It's like BJ's at Costco.
Is it?
Whoa.
He's saying.
Oh,
he's making a joke.
I was thinking the store.
Orange didn't get that.
So in the United States, there's a store called BJ's.
There's also a restaurant called BJ's.
There's also an active sex called BJ's.
Yes.
Okay. So that was about Costco.
My joke was, or it's not really a joke. You know, like I think if you're writing erotica, you should be able to write erotica about anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Anything that you do. So I wrote this erotica about like going to Costco and like, mm-hmm. you know, going deeper. The part where I say like, my body is thrust into the cold. That's the refrigerator section.
Oh.
You know, or yeah. like where I say like, he makes me wait. Like I see him from a distance. I'm talking about the guy offering samples.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
like, you know, like he has what I want and I yearn for it.
Bars.
But mm-hmm. I have to wait.
No, I really appreciated it because I knew there was a twist waiting in there.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to see how far we would get before like I could recognize where it was. And I kept thinking like, what is this scenario that if presented the way that you're writing it could be this way, but in reality is not that at all.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, is she like in a cave? Is it a pencil sharpener? Is she at the dental office?
I like that you were trying to you could write such kinky shit about going to the dentist.
Look, we're not going to talk about it because a couple of my patients have been calling me sir lately.
Oh no.
Oh, just to clarify though, so there's a few levels because there's like the chewing gum meme to where like you're talking about chewing, it's like, oh, it's wet and sticky and blah. And then like you're actually talking about chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you pervert, haha. But like human existence is not inherently sexual, but sexuality is a big part of human existence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that said, going to the dentist thing you were going, just like bring it back around. I had a dental hygienist and I swear she was a sadist because my mouth.
Maybe you just don't floss enough.
I mean, well, it also that. But like she was like doing a thing in my mouth. She was like, stop squirming. And I was like, yes, ma'am. It's like the whole time I was like, oh, is this my thing? It wasn't
that.
My thing.
I mean, if she enjoyed your pain, that would make her a sadist. If she was just telling you what to do.
She was just doing her job.
Well, I told my patients, good job.
Oh. You know what, though? I'm just going to say this. As a goody two-shoes and a millennial, mm-hmm. when my dental hygienist and dentist come in and they're like, you're clearly doing a good job flossing, I swear to God, my nipples get hard. I'm just like,
yes. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I do not need you to come to my office.
Keep telling me how good a job I'm doing at flossing. Because I am very serious about oral hygiene.
Oh, I see. Oh, so, put a pause there.
Yes. And when I'm told, like, mm-hmm. when they do the pokey thing,
yeah.
to see probing.
How deep?
I call it the pokey thing. When they probe,
yes.
my gums.
Yes. Oh, don't start this.
I'm sorry. I can't stop that.
Well, okay. So
when they probe my gums, though, and I have the low numbers because
1 through 3.
Yeah, because my gums are so healthy, and they're like trying to find a 4. I can see they're like, damn it, her gums are too healthy, and I'm just like, can't find one.
I mean, you say that.
Not come to my office.
look, you say that. Y'all say that. But like, I had the opposite experience of like when the prober comes out, and I'm like, shit. Because I, like, this is before I got my all 4 of my wisdom teeth taken out. Like, this is suddenly no longer dramatic reading.
I was about to say, if we want to tangent back, I got a way to get back.
Just to finish this one, like, yeah, like, because I guess when it's deeper, they try again, and that doesn't feel good.
No.
So I had the opposite experience of when they do the poker. I'm like, stop, please stop, please stop, please stop.
Yeah.
But I also know they need to hurry up and just do their job and just move on with it. But anyway, all right, back to sexy time.
See, so I think to that whole conversation also just reminds me of like when I'm in my regular day vanilla life,
mm-hmm.
how words and things that are said and mm-hmm. situations can right. be like, mm-hmm. especially being kinky.
Right.
Like you have an awareness and like in the back of your head, you're like, yo, this is some like,
yeah,
kinky shit, and
probing.
I don't know if anybody else knows it, But I know it.
Now I want to write an alien abduction.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to be so cool. Probed.
Take me.
Just probe me.
Like
Daddy
Tommy
alien.
Lee and Men in Black. Eat me.
Yeah, there we go.
Eat me.
God, Men in Black is a fucking classic.
Classic.
Love that movie.
Well, okay, so
just and your voice when you read that. Let's just
give that applause.
Yeah, I know that. Listeners like I know you're wherever you are. If you're driving, don't take your hands off the wheel. But just like give a little clap for the sounds.
You. There you go.
Well, wait till I get to the sexual writing about actual sexual.
That
then.
Wasn't the sexual writing.
That was the sexual.
I mean, look, all you do is like say that, and they got a little C's in there.
I got. You know what? I'll do Caesars, another one of those readings, mm-hmm. and before I get to what it's about, I can. Ask you what you think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Should I do another one real quick?
Yes.
Okay. A bead of sweat rolled down the side of my face. I bent over my task with intense focus. I'd wanted this for so long, worked for it, been patient like I was told to be. But I'm not patient. I want to see the growth, that rise, that budding. I'd been denied it for so long. I wouldn't give up. My hands worked and my knees, already red and bruised, begged for relief. The drop of sweat hit the ground and my face grew hotter as I waited for something to happen, for anything to happen. I'd been given such a frustrating job whose rewards seemed miles away. I wanted to beat the ground, but I knew it wouldn't help. My body ached from the strain I was putting on it. I looked down at my body and felt filthy. Seed caked into my hair and my clothes, and I fought the urge to collapse and roll myself in it. Just then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw it slowly flowering before my eyes. My breath hitched. I had done it.
What is... a gardener.
Yes! I was gardening.
I was going to say, what is a gardener? Yeah,
yes. A gardener? Okay, well, that one, good job, you two.
Yeah.
Fuck
like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Okay, well, that one, I think, when did you get it? When I said seed?
Yeah, the seed.
Oh, no. I got it like way early. When you said bead of sweat, I was like, okay, so you're outside. And then you said something about hands working. I said, oh, you're gardening.
Gardening.
And then when you said you're beating the earth, I said, oh, yeah, you're gardening.
Nice. Okay, well, good job.
This was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
If we have time at the end, I'll do others. But for now, I want to... throw it back to Denzel.
Whoa, yes. You're gonna throw it back.
Oh,
my God.
All right. I mean, hey, look, there's no visual medium, but next
you know
time.
What the problem with language? Denzel just said, you know, like all these things, all these sayings outside the real world that are actually just kinky.
Yeah.
Everything you say, like I can no longer say, do you want some cake? Because people are like, yes, I want some ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm just asking if you want a slice of cake.
It's like, got a banana for you.
Right? Literally.
Or do you want a cookie? So,
yeah. Okay. Do you want to toss my salad?
Hello.
That's a very specific sentence. Like, how often do you walk into someone and say, hey, do you want to toss my salad for me?
Often when I'm making salad, I say to someone,
salad tossing paddles.
At
an art show in like Hillsboro, North Carolina.
Okay, real quick, for our listeners, if you're not aware, the phrase... tossing salad means eating ass. It's analingus.
Oh.
So.
I knew that, yeah.
Also known as eating groceries.
Oh, my God.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Eating the booty eating the booty like Costco.
Costco booty eating like the.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Denzel, would you like to do a sexy reading or a dramatic reading of any kind?
I'm going to do a little dramatic. It's a little short thing. I think it's cool. On FetLife, every now and then they have like writing challenges.
Mm. Oh,
you'll see them pop up. Like sometimes it's like a 10-day writing challenge or, you know, tell us 24 things about you or 50 things or one thing. There's just a lot of different approaches to like unique ways to express yourself on the internet.
That's cool that they give you
also
prompts.
Inspiration from other people.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's nice to write about other people and have other people, you know, write things about you. Yeah. But this comes from, let's see, this is dated October 12th, 2021.
Oh, my God.
We're going back.
Oh, my gosh. Who knows what in here is still relevant?
Yeah, I was going to say the depths, probing the depths.
It's going back in time.
But this is, it was a 10-day writing challenge. This is day 3, and the prompt was, I guess, 8 ways to win your heart. Oh, all right.
I'm taking notes now.
This is literally the only clue you're going to get about me, listeners. So if you're trying to, like, pull up on me, I'm giving you the playbook right now.
Denzel said, come through.
All right. Number 1, authenticity. It's the most attractive thing to me. Be yourself fully if you're trying to be with me, because I'm always going to be me. Even if you're figuring that out still, that's all good. Hint, we're all works in progress. But I love ambitious people. People with their own drives and dreams and demons. Realness is romantic AF. Number 2, curated playlist. Yeah. Number 3, discovery dates. We don't have to go as far as long as we go somewhere different. Could be a new restaurant, new exhibit, or concert hall, as long as it's different. If we go on a trip lasting more than 3 days, I'm probably going to gift you with my soul after we get through TSA. Discovery is so damn sexy. 4, goofy flirting. These are still relevant, I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2 years haven't changed.
Yeah.
I love to laugh. So if you can make that happen, we're off to a good start. Dad jokes, lame puns, memes, quotables that make me shoot you an eye roll and snicker. I'm trying to hit one of those laughs that black folk do when they out of breath and start waving their arms and start stomping feet and repeating the punchline. Orange knows exactly what I'm talking about. Well, he's kind of doing it right now.
Because people's like...
It's like... Oh, that was cute.
5. Teach me something new. For real, once I had a woman tell me the difference between caring for orchids and other flowers, and I melted. Don't the sapiosexual suddenly something like fuck my mind before my body? Yeah, same here. Mm. Same here. I'm extremely curious, and I'm always willing to learn a thing or 12, depending on how much time we got to talk. 6, reading together. Ooh. Ugh. Or let me read to you. Ooh. Don't care if it's the menu from Panda Express or the Count of Monte Cristo or poems by Edgar Allan Poe or Ray Kurzweil's The Singularity is Near. And if then we discuss what we just read, 3 wet emojis follow. 7, late nights that lead to early mornings. There's something so romantic about talking all night with somebody. Those talks where topics go from the latest trends on Twitter. Look, orange gonna pop up. See? Yeah. To the reason the Roman Empire fell, reincarnation and soul journeys, the best starter Pokemon, the theories about the Fermi paradox and existence of sentient beings outside of our galaxy. I want to watch the moon crest over the tree line and welcome the dawn and play with each other's corporeal constructs. I'm a Pisces at heart. Mm-hmm. So anything that incorporates nature, the passage of time, and deep emotional bonding will more than likely fish me from this vast sea.
Oh,
fish.
And the last one, 8, flow. Be willing to adapt and shift as the moment moves. Sure, plans are cool, but have you ever taken a detour that led to an unexpected experience that becomes the best memory in years? Mm-hmm. Or subverted the expectation? Be like water. Be open to spontaneity, even if it leads to trouble. I love a wild night that requires us to delete evidence. I'd rather live in the present while it's present versus considering and regretting the missed opportunity. And if you can keep up with me, then we might as well be. P.S. Also, chocolate chip cookies and oat milk after good sex and good smoke, or compliment my style. I put a lot of work into looking this fine. End reading.
I have so many. Well, I wish I'd been able to comment after each one.
I got a list, and Denzel got the writing. I mean, we can go. We got 90-minute episode.
No. Okay. Well, first question: all still relevant?
Yeah. I'd say all that is still relevant. You know, I think some of them have like evolved to a little bit more. Like, I think instead of just evolved? Like reading together, it's more about like spending. Like low energy time together,
yeah.
Like where we don't have to be doing
lo-fi date.
Body shadowing, or
say what?
Body shadow, or like you have two people, like you're working on a thing, they're working on a thing together.
Sure, or like we could just be in the same space. Like it doesn't have to be all the time, like us engaging together, mm-hmm. but I've recognized the value and importance of like just sharing physical space
yeah.
with somebody in closeness. So some of them have evolved into that, and it's not just like one activity. It's the reason for the activity.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Did you say you wanted oatmeal after sex?
Oat milk.
Oh,
although oatmeal,
I was like, cookies I'm not, oatmeal. I don't judge, but oatmeal is a weird post-sex snack.
Ooh, that would be some old man shit right there.
I mean, but
I'm look, like, if look, you put some brown sugar in there, yeah. you put some, like, I like raisins, you put some raisins in there, like, it tastes good. I don't know, like, I'm all for, like, an aftercare snack. Oatmeal just seems like a bit of effort.
No, see,
baby,
see,
you don't want to give me a little bit of porridge after you done give me that porridge?
Mango,
come
you
on, I done stirred the bowl.
It's cookies.
I just need clarification on that.
It's cookies and milk after sex. Oatmeal during sex.
During? Okay. Wait, okay. Pass me this list. I need to respond.
All right. And then while Mango's checking that, I was gonna bring up the late nights that lead to early mornings. I think it's extremely important for, especially relationship forming, to like not just because like people read that as, oh, you want to do sex all night. It's like, no, that's exhausting. Like, it's like, right? You know how much work that is? Like, it's fucking legs getting tired, blew my back out.
Sore.
It's like,
look, this is how you know everyone on the podcast is in their 30s.
I'm not trying to fuck all night. Yeah. What?
It's like, and then
I have an early morning at the farmer's market.
But the reason I mention that is because, like, especially the way you explained it, it's like it's just having that world boost. So I'm gonna bring up Barack Obama for a second, not sexually, but also
you
I mean, why
have
not?
To clarify that? But
also,
but
why
now
not?
I mean,
you
definitely
never know.
Think it's sexual.
If I had to pick
good morning,
a president,
America, I am here to deliver a nut. Could you tell me where to put it?
I mean, but if I had to pick a president,
my
though,
oatmeal.
Anyway, but
nut in my oatmeal.
I don't know why I said that.
Sounds like a band.
Wait, I need to know why you're bringing up Obama.
So what I was going to say Obama. Was that one of the things that made Obama great as a person before he became a president is that he could talk about so many different topics. Like he wasn't the expert on everything, but he can talk a little bit about conspiracy theories. He can talk a little bit about, like, you know, how technology works. He can talk a little bit about how healthcare and history and stuff. Like, he was well-rounded. But mm-hmm. even on the well-rounded, you don't even have to know fully. It's just, are you actively listening? Are you encouraging? Because, like, when people get really excited about a thing, it's the easiest way to keep engaged and learn about the person that
Facts.
You're interested in.
Yeah.
And, like, and then when they flip it back on, like, somebody says, hey, Orange, let's talk about some more board games. And I was like, oh, I'll talk all day about
this
board
is,
games.
This is, but I mean, not to mm-hmm. get, like, too
graphic?
Political. Oh, but, like, okay. This is why, okay, I don't know if y'all are aware, but it's sort mm-hmm. of typical that cis men on dates don't ask questions of their date.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's like very typical to the point where, like, sometimes when I haven't dated in a little while, but sometimes when I was on dates with cis men, mm-hmm. I would like see how long it took for them to ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a fun little game I played with myself. Mm-hmm. Because it's like expected as at least as I'll just say as a woman, it's expected that you like keep the conversation going. And I mean any
Mm-hmm.
really anyone femme presenting is expected that you ask them a lot of questions that you're right. interested in them. And then the joke, of course, is that mm-hmm. at the end of the date, the cis man will say, like, wow, you're such a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
So, like,
Is that like some pickup artist red pill nonsense?
No, I mean, because he didn't ask any questions.
It's because they don't know how to engage.
They didn't talk at all.
Yeah.
I see.
So I appreciate, Denzel, that you want to learn from people.
Oh, yeah. My God. What?
Because it's so boring to me being out with right. someone. Like, sometimes I'll meet someone and I'm like, you're an interesting person, but you're not at all interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, where are we going to go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, you don't even know anything about me. How are we going to go on a second date? How right. are you going to decide mm-hmm. you want to date me?
Well, it also like emphasizes how you keep the conversations. Cause right. it's like, if y'all had that exchange and you're talking about a thing
right.
and then you kind of find it's like, you know, like a case in point, I had a person where we were talking about a random topic and we got into the topic of psychology. And then I learned through that conversation by extension, I wasn't interested in dating this person, but sure, in the future, whatever. Science denial came up. And they were pretty adamant on the science denial. So I was able to probe further and say, okay, this is not worth my time investing in this interaction. Like, yeah, if I see you in public, yeah, hey, cool, hi, what's up? Yeah, I'm Warren J, what's up? But it's like, I'm not going to go out of my way to hang out with you because you're a science denier.
You can't know.
I think ultimately one of those other components that I've been able to extrapolate from that whole list is I want to be engaged with people who I can communicate with. If we have good... And I say good in a sense of like, it doesn't always mean every conversation is easy or doesn't, you know, ruffle feathers or it gets challenging at times, but like we have an openness to be able to bring things to discuss, whether it's serious stuff, lighthearted stuff. Like these days, I'm not fucking you if we can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is like, I think I could be okay. So y'all know I don't do much pickup play and I don't really have one night stands. I mean, I have in the past, but I don't really do that anymore. And part of the reason is because like, basically we have to have similar, like at least values. Like you have to be a leftist. You kind of have to be an anti-capitalist. You have to be like, you have to understand what anti-racism is and then we can fuck.
Well, no, but it's like just
like, what if I accidentally fuck a Republican? Why you have to talk to people.
So what I was gonna say is the bar is so low. The bar is so low for just entering the door for being a friend. And then if you want to get elevated to that level, like we're like integrating our genitals. It's like, okay, I need more proof.
Please put that in your alien erotica.
I will.
Integrate genitals.
I did want to come back to something you said in here, which was that you want to do activities that lead to having to delete the evidence. And all I hear when you say that is be gay, do crimes.
Yes.
Which just, I love that. Yes.
I want to do hood rat shit with my friends.
Exactly.
My hood
rat friends, yes.
Be gay, do crime is a very important thing to live by. Even if you are self-proposed straight, be gay, do crime.
Right.
Be gay, do crimes.
I love that. That was so much fun to read. I feel like I know you better.
Yeah.
Well, that's
how you win my heart. That's knowing me better.
Yeah, but also you do have fly style.
Yeah.
And I notice.
All I'm saying is if next episode we come in, it's like, hey, Denzel, what'd you do this weekend? Denzel's like, oh man, I had some really good oatmeal and oatmeal and cookies at Mangum. It's like, hold on. Did I miss something?
The cookies I put in a request for were oatmeal.
I make some bomb oatmeal cookies.
So sorry, just to clarify, the implications that Mango and Denzel did things.
Like, yeah, what? Yeah. We all understood the implications.
I'm gonna put stuff in my butt.
Yep.
Denzel, are you identifying your stuff, Denzel?
Object, are you?
I was just gonna say that I'm not gonna objectify Denzel unless Denzel wants to be objectified.
Turn me into your furniture.
Oh my god. I do love being furniture.
Yes.
Man. But sometimes this is how you know I'm in my 30s, because like sometimes my shoulder gets tired and I can't be furniture for that long.
That's fair. Well, and just to be as clear as possible, like I'm just saying, Mango, Denzel, and I, we banter a lot, but we do care about each other.
Oh,
and then
so
like
much.
If things went to levels of relational stuff like that, I think it'd be great. I'm just trying to advocate
it's not gonna happen.
I advocate for people
to... Do you want to watch?
Mango had a really cool video to show us before we started.
As long as we can play it in reverse.
As another disclaimer to our listeners, I offered to my two illustrious co-hosts to show them some recent porn I made of myself using a massive plug to stimulate my butt.
You put stuff in your butt? That was the porn you were going to show us?
But what was more important about this porn is that... God, I'm just describing it now. I was wearing panties.
Wait. Don't dramatic spoil reading. It. Let's just watch it.
Yeah,
we haven't seen it.
So I won't tell our listeners?
Listeners, don't watch it.
Okay.
Listeners, we'll get back to you next time.
Yeah, we'll have a report next episode.
I guess I will not spoil the porn I was going to show my co-host. This episode is off the rails.
Dramatic reading. Emphasis on dramatic.
Denzel told us before we started recording that he's had a lot of chaotic energy in his life recently. And I can verify that is true now.
Love it.
the rails.
And you were complimenting my style, still wearing the clothes from last night, y'all. Guess what time we're recording this episode? 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
Still fly.
All right, I want to hear.
Covered in oatmeal, by the gosh. Way. It's just dribbling down.
Okay, okay, okay. America. Next reading. Next reading. Next.
Okay. So, so I think I'm going to skip to my sexy reading.
Yes.
Last time I read to y'all, the first part of Little Red and the Big Bad Wolf.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And I think I just read an excerpt of that. For anyone who's on FET, these are on FET. They're available for you to read. They're not behind a paywall.
And I think we'll put it in the description of the video, or should we put it on the Instagram? We'll put it on Instagram at least.
Like I don't, a link to it? I think Instagram is going to take this down if I put this on Instagram.
Oh no, a link to the story, not like.
Oh,
But don't you need like a Fed account?
Yeah, you need a Fed account regardless.
I mean, we could.
Let's talk about this.
We have a Medium.
I'm not gonna put this on Medium.
Oh, but okay. All right. I tried, guys. I tried. All right. So you have to listen here. Word exclusive.
You listen here or on Fed. Okay. So, Little Red. And the Big Bad Wolf, Chapter 2, mm-hmm. Content warning for CNC and abduction. And I'm just going to start at the beginning, and I'll pause when it makes sense.
What does CNC stand for?
CNC stands for consensual non-consent.
Okay.
And actually, just call out to one of our former guests, Vahafta has an amazing writing about CNC. So I really recommend it if y'all are interested in that writing. Okay. I jerk back into myself as his huge hand comes down across, down again on the same cheek, and then on the other, over and over. I can feel the heat building on my ass where he's hitting me. At the same time, my stomach, shifting painfully over the log with every stroke, drags at my attention. I push at the log to try and relieve the pain, but he shoves me back down with ease. Please, I cry out, half whimper, you're hurting me. But he just chuckles and cruelly holds me steadily against the log. I'm full on blubbering now. The whimper I was once so ashamed of is transforming into louder cries. Even through the pain of his spanks, can I even call them that? I feel something else. My cunt is still gushing, still throbbing. The way his fingers worked me like a puppet. I can't believe how much I want it again, and I think he's noticed. Red, you seem to be coming back to your senses. Look at you, arching your back for me, begging with your silly little body for my attention. His voice takes on a tone of mock soothing. It makes me want to struggle, but I'm panting, crying, and yes, he's right. Apparently, my body is reaching for him. My face colors with shame, and that pesky whimper returns. I feel the hand on my back starting to let up, and I immediately try to push off the log. But then the strangest thing I've ever experienced happens. Two nearby vines snap unnaturally away from the trees and wrap snugly around my wrists and forearms. At first, they pull my arms painfully up and back, and I scream in agony as my torso is jerked off the log, and I land on my knees. Then the vines shoot forward and crisscross in front of me, wrapping back before whipping back around. Now my arms are crossed in front of my neck, my upper arms squeezing my throat. Because of how I'm kneeling on my knees, I'm pitched forward and choking myself with my arms, all thanks to those magical vines. I don't even have time to comprehend what's happening, how there is a man who's also a wolf in these woods, how there are magical vines moving on their own, how I feel his fingers once again trail down my back. He can take his time now. I'm cowed and helpless, tied snugly by his vines, pitched forward, back arched, and ass and pussy completely exposed. His sharp claws graze my reddened ass cheeks, and an unintelligible noise leaves my mouth. His fingers leisurely make their way back to my pussy, and I feel them alternating between rubbing the length of my opening and swirling around in the pool of juices that have already formed. Without realizing it, I've been begging, saying please over and over. Please what, Red? He implores mockingly. What do you want? And I'll stop there for now.
What does she want? What's in the box?
Well, his fingers are in the box.
Okay. All right.
So we know what's in that.
There's more to that story. It's actually a really long story.
I've made a note. Sorry.
Let me clear my throat.
It's like the whole time shaking with my water.
Glasses perched. Sips water.
Sweat. Sweat all in my eyebrows. So I was gonna point out that I really appreciate back arches. I understand that that's a little bit unrealistic because back arches implies a sense of ability to arch backs, but back arches and muscles are up there as far as one of my particular things, along with sounds in general, particularly moans and sounds that the person that's receiving the thing making, assuming that's the person I'm interested in. But that goes a long way to say that, like, you, the way when you said pitch forward and back arch, just like that, those four words, when you said pitch forward and back arch, I was like, oh yes, perfection. Keep going. I love this. Whereas you could have said, it's hard to turn orange on.
This is very exciting.
Well, but you could have said the pussy was dripping wet with hungrily. I was like, yeah, that's fine. But you said arch backs, like, what? Oh, okay, I'm listening. I'm up.
Sometimes it's just given the context that's the horny maker.
Right. It's exactly. A visual description.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was a fun one. I really like fantasy as a genre, and I love like fantasy erotica.
Right. Oh, when you said vines, I immediately went to, oh, this shit sounded like it about to turn into a hentai.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm like, oh, I seen this. Where's the wolf pull a tentacle out?
Gotten there.
Yeah, I was waiting for like a couple more to swirl around and. Yeah, I was like, oh, I think I've seen this before.
Well, I think I read this one before.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's something just so hot about someone else controlling, like, something magical, like vines or tentacles that are being used on your body, but that they're not receiving pleasure from.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously why it's so hot when someone is, like, using a vibrator on you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they're doing something to you with this, like, foreign object. Mm-hmm. But they're not receiving the sensations back. So they're just
pleasing.
Pleasing you, but like
objects.
Like doing it to you.
There's a misnomer that people say of getting pleasure from giving other people pleasure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I say it's a misnomer because some people claim it. I feel that some people claim it as a thing of saying, see, I'm generous. I give you things. I don't just jizz everywhere as a penis wielder. I don't just jizz everywhere.
Jizz everywhere.
Fire hose.
But the sentiment that they're trying to pass along is that, like, they care about the other person. But that said, if you care about the other person, have you ever bought a sex toy specifically for one of your partners and then used it on them and then said, I'm good afterwards? Like, you don't have to say I'm good. It's just the person's like, well, I want to make sure you get off. It's like, no. Trust me, this is good for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I say as I toot my own horn because I totally did that with
the Enjoy
metal toy.
We established we're all some good givers over here.
Yeah, I will say that if you're in the kink world and you're not a Kenny or a fake Dom, then you probably, to some extent, get off or really enjoy the pleasure or the pain or the what have you that your partner/partners are experiencing. I mean, that's like, I feel like kink, not to get too deep into it, but I feel like kink allows us to examine the pleasure others are experiencing and like allow ourselves to feel pleasure from that as well. Mm-hmm. Like vanilla sex is just in some ways so selfish.
It's just sex. It's just
I came to get what I want.
Right.
Right. It's just toss it in and take it.
Right, so yeah, I enjoyed the story. I liked the wolf getting a little bit more, you know, like what do you want, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
I will say this now.
Confessions.
That this story is very much modeled after how my daddy speaks to me.
I think a few episodes ago you said fingers just like make you melt immediately. So it's like there's a lot of fingers involved.
And yeah.
I like fingers for the visual. So when it comes
he happens to be really Denzel's just showing me his hand now.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't Denzel, like Denzel showing was you like
he looked at me and then flexed his fingers.
I was just looking at my
cheese and crackers.
I looked at my hand and I was like, well, what do my fingers look like? And then I looked up and I see you were looking at my hand before okay. I was looking at you.
It's a chicken or the egg thing.
I'm telling you, the tension's real. I'm saying if I come in next time, there's cookies and milk on the table.
All I'm going to say, though, is like, so the parts of the story that describe my reaction this, so the wolf is obviously, mm-hmm. you know, like a mythical creature, but my reactions mm-hmm. are very much based on how I interact with
your partner.
My daddy, my yeah. partner. Mm-hmm. And also we sometimes do have a little fantasy of, you know, like wolf man catching me in the woods. Oh,
why is there any reason why it's wolf, or is just wolf happens to be the creature?
I think because it's such a it's like animalistic, mm-hmm. something that's like at the top of its food chain.
And it's intelligent.
That like, you know, like Little Red Riding Hood can be made kinky so easily.
You do
and
it.
The idea of just yeah. like, I don't know. I'm in my head. I'm in my panties. Like I'm having fantasy.
Wait, you're in your head or in your panties? Or is the head in your head?
I'm in my head.
Panties?
I'm in my panties having fantasies.
The head is
there.
In the
you
panties.
Go.
All right.
There you go.
I really appreciate all of the love. Thank you both.
Yes.
I do want to give mm-hmm. Denzel another chance.
Yes.
We've got just under 10 minutes left.
9 minute episode.
So we can do maybe one more reading, or I can fit in another non-sexual reading if we have time, but I'd really want to focus on Denzel's next reading.
I'm just saying, y'all are killing it.
Thank you.
I will continue to be ad lib for all the things.
You are very supportive in this episode.
Look at him.
He's so happy.
I know. I told you, podcasting is his kink.
Yeah, podcasting.
This whole thing is like this secretly like
his nipples are hard. So, no. All I'm saying, I think Mimi Orange has a praise king.
Well, I like it when people appreciate the thing I'm doing, but it's not like a...
Orange, you're doing a very good job on this podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, Denzel.
Do y'all want to hear another like short poem, or do y'all want me to just rip a short story, like a section of a short story?
Do a section of a short story.
Could we get part three of the?
You want the witch twin? Part three? I don't know how we ended it.
I don't remember. I want to hear do a short story okay. we haven't heard.
Okay. So backstory. This one is called Madeline's Melody. It's some old shit. So just bear with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he exactly says, but
do we need a trigger warning?
No trigger warning. We are fucking on a bridge in this. So that is the setting.
Architecture porn.
The prologue is that me and this imaginary, well, she's not imaginary in the story, but me and this woman, Madeline, went to a orchestral date. We went to an orchestra for a date, and she's like in that world. So that's the context. And we just left because we almost got caught by a security guard in the parking lot.
Oh, damn. Ooh.
So here we are picking up.
This is autobiographical.
Maybe some of my smut comes from real life. I don't know.
Maybe.
Inspiration is muses.
All right. Per her request, I played Piano Sonata No. 14 by Ludwig van Beethoven, and soon the somber keys began to swell in the car. As if willed by the notes, Madeline pivoted so that her face was pressed into the seat with her ass perched like a skate ramp. A pair of curious nails slipped their way into the throbbing slit, and it seemed with each pound of the hammer and strings, she came closer to harmony. Driving became nearly impossible. My sole objective now was to engorge on this masterpiece being rehearsed in my back seat. Fuck it, pull over on the street, she blurted. I did so as commanded, slowly whipping to a crawl. However, I could not bring myself to put it in park. When I glanced out the side windows, I saw nothing but the waves and the shadows and the wisp of clouds that had been captured by gravity, and suddenly I became aware that we were not on solid ground, but suspended somewhere above a swirling body of water, and because of this realization, my soul focus shifted from drowning in her depths to speeding off the stretch of land, but the gushing crescendo called my foot from the gas, and the gear from the D to the P, and it might have been the sound that caused my D to want to meet her P. Madeline pulled me down and threw both legs over my hips like a trained rodeo clown and began to ride for the entertainment of herself. I was merely a saddle, but a beyond satisfied one. My arms reined in the Mustang even though she bucked back, breasts rising and falling like the tassels on a duster jacket. However, it seemed there was not enough space for an efficient consummation, so Madeline, her face wet with sweat, offered a suggestion. Or rather, pushed out of the car and teased her way over the railing. Once there, she grasped the metal bar and bent her torso over the edge. Naturally, I shouted for her to stay away, but a woman as independent and talented as she would have no issue teetering on the edge. Me, however, I couldn't fathom what it must feel like until I experienced it for myself. Again, there is something so magnetic about the sight of bearing witness to the fruit that costs humanity a garden and immortality, a fruit so ripe and luscious that nations have started and ended over them, the fruits that can only be nurtured by a woman who has become a melody drawn by the attraction. I reluctantly left the back seat. My boots hit the bridge first, and I felt the contents of my stomach swirl. Her bare ass still remained an invitation. It became even more appealing as the clouds started to dissipate, granting the moon a voyeuristic view. Not only did the celestial orb manage to gather a glance, but so did a stray traveler, occupants of a PT cruiser headed back into our nameless town. And although I was a recipient of this magnificent sight, I was blessed to interact. I kicked Madeline's heels out further, widened the split, and massaged her hips. With a firm grip, I inserted myself into the warmth once more, welcoming it with a passionate fuck. The exhalation inspired my partner to rekindle the heat that once transpired in the car. I thrusted like a fencer, concerned more with precision rather than power. As most men assume, ramming equates to pleasure, and there are scenarios that call for an aggressive boon, but more often a well-developed stab is more appropriate. Wetness pulled down the corner of my balls and thighs while the lake sang the swan song below. Madeline, in a rush, threw her head down and allowed the blood to flow to her head. Her body responded by loosening up, to which I naturally tightened my grip. Her hips lowered like the bow of a harp, and we assumed a downward dog variation. Further and further, she drifted into a state of astral bliss, a state one can only achieve when awareness and unconsciousness or pleasure and pain are present. I think that is I didn't get us to a cum shot, but... Wait, I just want to see how this ended.
I am. There's a lot there.
Erect right now.
Fully erect.
Mingo's like, I am not sitting. I am floating on a pool.
This, I just want to say real quick.
Can I read this one line?
This is how you know Denzel's a writer. Mm-hmm. Okay, read the one line.
I conducted my cum into an orchestra that lay before me.
I love it.
She's everywhere.
I love it.
That Beethoven orchestra.
That was so hot. I love, you're such a writer. It's so like, so much imagery. Your writing feels like jazz to me. It's like splash of this, a splash of that. No, I mean like, you know when people visualize jazz, it's all these like colors appearing.
Bursts, shapes. Yeah.
Yeah. That is when I hear your writing, it's just like I know what's happening, but then I'm like, rodeo clown. And I'm saying like I fully helps me fully immerse in what's happening. Mm-hmm. But it's you know, like, such a good writer.
Thank you.
And the part that I hyper focus on, because we just got done talking about, I was like,
right,
perch like a skate room. I was like, ooh, that arch though. That was
yeah. It's like, what?
Orange is really into lordosis. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm assuming that's lower backs.
Lordosis is you know, like too much curve in the low back. It's not a good thing.
Oh well, see, too much is too far. Which is why I said like there's a. There's
I'm making fun of you using terms from yoga.
Arching back. Oh, understand. Back arch.
He's really into
also celestial orb. I was like, oh, that's the moon. That's the moon. I know
that's
that one.
The moon. That's the moon. Yeah, like, you know.
I also love that a PT cruiser went by. Like and, of and all the cars,
the implication being it was a cop. I'm assuming.
No, PT cops don't drive PT cruisers.
No, if I ever saw a cop in PT cruiser,
I would laugh my head off. I'd be like, I'm embarrassed for you.
Okay. All right. So I have like an extremely important question for Denzel.
Yes.
So the census was based loosely on true stories. Which bridge in real and episode.
No.
Oh, I tell you.
Oh no.
Don't tell us which bridge.
751. Over Jordan Lake.
That's a pretty good bridge.
Yeah, you know where like you can, there's like a little segment, like if you're going from Chapel Hill that back way, like you can
you
dip off.
You are really giving our listeners a lot of details.
You can dip off on the side of the road.
I mean, so if
and it takes you to a bank. So, like so a water
we've
bank.
Already, yep.
We've already clarified we live in the Triangle area. So
fair enough. Right. I'm just saying. A lot of detail.
I mean, look, all I'm saying
that's
is going to
be
if
a,
you,
become a fuck spot now.
If you work in the traffic area, just watch some cameras.
Oh. All I'll say about the reading is to echo what both of y'all were saying. It's just that it's recognizing like a very real and grounded scenario.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, yes, this is just fucking, right? Mm-hmm. But how can we add imagery and detail so that you can live in it better? And yeah, can you visualize? Because I can tell you all the things, but if I can give you words that are basically like clues for your imagination, mm-hmm. and the better clues for most imagination right. is pictures.
Yeah.
So if I describe a bunch of pictures, even if they don't make sense, why am I seeing a rodeo clown in an erotica? Right. Well, if you want to know how she was riding me, then, it was like a rodeo clown.
I also, you know, I have hyperphantasia. So when you give me an image to imagine, I'm imagining all the whole thing. Mm. So erotica is great for me.
Oh, yeah.
And the last little bit I'll tag on to all this is like, there's a important psychological aspect to that of like being able to have people make that word association between what you know and what you're trying to explain. And if you give them that shortcut, they're like, oh, I know what you're talking about. And they can just kind of live in the imagery you're making instead of just...
Also, it's sexy.
And that is a metaphor in simile, ladies and gentlemen. You did not know that you were going to... And now we can bring dramatic readings to a close. This was actually an episode all about literature.
Yep, about grammar.
Literature.
Literature. Oh, my
God. That's what we're calling today's episode.
We should call it literature. Absolutely. Hundo P. Listeners... Thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you, your thoughts, feelings. If you have anything you want us to read of yours, please let us know.
Absolutely.
You can reach us on FET at Taking in the Scene, on Instagram at Taking in the Scene Podcast, and at Gmail at Taking in the Scene Podcast at gmail.com. Denzel, do you want to take us out?
Meet me where the ocean meets the sky, and I'll give you a Slim Jim.